Welcome to Community Stories Junior. I'm your host, Melissa Kay. This week, we have a special collection of interviews from young people involved in Hopewell Productions at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We'll be hearing from several kids who played the characters of Newsies in Disney's Newsies Junior this summer. The first group is Kenzie, Lily, Ariana, and Finley. At the end of our conversation, they'll even sing a little bit of their favorite song from the show. Following that, you'll hear from some of the older young people playing the main characters. I'll let them introduce themselves when we get there. For now, sit back and enjoy the excitement and enthusiasm of these young people at WRCT.
Hello, I'm Melissa Kay, and I am here with several young people from the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. I have with me Kinsey, Lily, Ariana, and Finley, and we're going to talk about what it's like being involved in theater. So, Kinsey, let's start with you. Tell me why you are involved in theater, why you're doing this show.
Because I love dance, and I've been dancing since I was 3.
Wow, have you done a lot of dance recitals?
Yeah.
Did you decide to do this show just because there's dance, or have you done theater before?
Done theater before, Willy Wonka and this one.
Fun. What part did you play in Willy Wonka?
A candy kid.
Did you do dancing in that show too?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So Lily, why are you involved in this show?
I love doing dance and I love singing. And I love combining the two together, and I've been in theater before. I was also in Willy Wonka as a candy kid, and theater's really fun because I do it at the RSPA, too.
Okay, what is RSPA?
The Rapid School of Performing Arts Center, and you can do dance from ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, modern, point, and all the different kinds of dances. But we get to do theater, and there's piano lessons and voice lessons going on there, too. So it's really fun.
So do you take all of those different types of dance, or what's your favorite?
Well, I do ballet, tap, jazz, and theater. But I think I love theater.
Is it because you get to do a lot more facial expressions and acting?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good reason. That's one I would pick, too.
And I love hanging out. In theater, I get to be with my friends, and I love our directors, Miss Gretchen and Miss Sue. I love making my mom proud.
Those are good reasons to be involved in theater. Do you think that you've made new friends by being involved in theater?
Yes.
That's wonderful. All right, Ariana, tell me about why you're involved in theater.
Well, same like Kinsey and Lily, I've been dancing since I was 2, and I just love to, like, dance and sing, so that's why.
Is this your first show?
No, I've been in Willy Wonka, like Lily and Kinsey.
Do you do any shows at school?
No, but I do go to the same dance as Lily.
Oh, so what dance classes do you take?
I take ballet, tap, jazz, musical theater, and I'm styled in hip-hop.
Oh, fun. Do you like hip-hop?
Well, I actually didn't do it yet, but I think I will.
Yeah. Do you think you'll want to get to... So I did try hip-hop once upon a time, it's been a few years, but the only thing that I had a hard time with was getting down on the floor. Do you think you'll like that part?
Maybe.
Do you do any tumbling, like cartwheels and things like that?
Yes, a lot.
So I think you'll be good at hip-hop then.
Yeah.
All right, Finley, tell me why you're involved in theater. I know you've got a little bit of experience in this.
Yeah, so my mom is the director, and I like theater so much that I even do dance with Kinsey, Lily, and Ariana at the same place.
Nice.
And I like singing, dancing, and theater, so I combine them all together.
Okay. How many shows have you been in, Finley? Do you know?
Yeah. First I done Willy Wonka, then I have been in Candle in the Window. Now I'm in Midsummerish and Newsies.
Wow, that's quite the repertoire. How old are you?
I'm 7.
Nice. And that's something else I should have asked all of you. Ariana, how old are you?
10.
And Lily?
I'm 9.
And Kinsey?
9.
So you guys make up you guys are the Newsies, right, in this show? So tell me about that, Finley.
So Newsies are basically people who work for other Newsies.
Okay, so you sell newspapers?
Mm-hmm. And they all have to help each other to survive.
Okay. Do you have any lines in this show?
Yes, 2.
Nice. Do you want to give us a little preview?
No.
Do you guys sing a song all together?
Yeah.
Do you want to sing a little bit of it for me?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Wait, are we doing Carrying the Banner?
I don't know.
Let's do Carrying the Banner, okay?
Okay. All right, go ahead.
A bottle alley to the harbor, there's easy pickings guaranteed. Try any banker, bond, or bottle, they almost don't know how to read. Jack, it's a crooked game we're playing, one will never lose. Long as suckers don't mind paying, just to get bad news. Ain't a fine life, carrying a banner for the all. A mighty fine life, carrying a banner tough and tall. When that bell rings, we go scrubbing dishes, we go scrubbing dishes, chores, washing dishes. What a fine life, carrying a banner for the all.
Good job, guys. I am here with a group of young people that are performing in the Newsies Junior with WRCT. I have with me Mia, Kaylin, Catherine, Cadence, Cammie, and Austin, and I am excited to speak with all of you. Mia, I'm going to start with you. Tell me how old you are and why you got involved in theater.
I am 12, and I got involved in theater because I just thought it was going to be fun.
Do you dance, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you have a dance background?
Yeah, I've been doing dance since I was 4.
What is your favorite form of dance?
I like jazz and hip-hop.
So what do you feel like in this show is your favorite dance piece?
Oh, definitely King of New York. I just think it's a lot of fun.
Is that a big ensemble piece?
Yes, very much so.
And then what part are you playing in the show?
I'm Hazel.
Then we've got Kaylin. Kaylin, how what got you involved in theater?
I got involved in theater because when I was a little kid, my sister did theater, and then I was like, that's really cool and this is fun, so I should try it out too.
How many years have you been in theater?
Well, since I've been in like 3rd grade, but I've been in like 6 shows, so I don't really.
And you're how old now?
I'm 13.
Okay, and you've been in 6 shows. Can you list those off for me?
Oh gosh, okay. Frozen Junior, Peter Pan, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Disorder in the Court, Beauty and the Beast, yeah, and Newsies.
Hey, you know what? You did great. If you asked me to list out the shows I've been in, I would stumble after about 2, so well done. What is your favorite part about this show?
Just all of the very different characters we have and how everyone portrays them differently. We all do a really good job with that.
And do you think, having been involved in 6 shows at 13, that's a lot, what has theater brought to your life?
Friends, experience, opportunities.
Do you think it's given you more confidence?
Yeah, probably. And more skills in talking and acting and being in a stage in front of an audience and stuff.
All right, Catherine, you're up next. So tell me how old you are and what got you into theater?
So I'm 13, and what got me into theater was I wasn't able to do any sports because of reasons, and I wanted to try theater because I've always, like, seen, like, the productions at, like, the Lincoln High School, and I'm like, that's so cool. I want to know what goes on in the back rooms, and I want to be on that stage doing that. So I started, and I loved it, and I've just been doing it ever since.
How long have you been involved in theater, would you say?
Since I was in 6th grade, and I've done quite a few productions, I think, over, like, the 2 years.
Do you have any favorites that stand out?
I really liked Beauty and the Beast. That was a really good one. And Peter Pan was pretty pivotal, too, because it was my first show.
Nice.
And I really liked Candle in the Window as well.
Mm, that's where I recognize you from. You as well. Okay. Somebody else said Candle in the Window. So that. Oh, no, it was Finley.
Yeah.
He was in Candle. So what about this show really stands out to you?
What really stands out is, like, all of the music pieces have their own, like, story within them, and I feel like that's so cool because they're not all the same, but they all tell their own unique story in their own different way. And same with the characters, too. I feel like that's really cool. And just, like, the storyline is really awesome. Like, how these kids just took a stand and did this, it's just amazing.
Do you think it's an important piece of history that people should know about?
Definitely. I feel like this is one of the bigger ones that people should realize that happened.
Okay, so now we're up to Cadence. You have been involved in quite a bit of theater, I believe.
Too much.
No,
no, no.
Is that too much?
No, it's been only 2 years, and I've been in like 10 productions-ish.
Well, that is a lot in 2 years. How old are you?
15.
Wow. Yeah. So do any of those stand out to you?
Definitely Peter Pan, because that was my first one.
What character did you play?
Mrs. Darling.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then also Beauty and the Beast, because I met a lot of new people at Cammy.
I'm right next to you.
Yeah, I know. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
What character are you playing in this show?
I am a Bowery Brigade, which is a dancer.
For
Metis Theater.
Do you like dancing?
No.
So this has been a new skill that you had to
learn
through this song. All right.
Yep.
Good, good. Anything that you would like to share with people, like other young people who haven't tried theater yet but are curious?
I think people should definitely at least try one show because, you know, you never know if you don't try it, you never know that you might like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good reason. That's absolutely a good reason to try. All right, so now we're up to Cammy. Cammy, tell me about your experience in theater.
My experience in theater has just been truly inspiring. I love theater, and it's really helped me grow as a person.
And how did you get involved in this production?
Well, I was told by my mom that this theater was doing Newsies, and my mom knows that I've always loved the musical Newsies. So I decided to audition, and boom.
How long have you been involved in theater?
I think this is my second year of theater, and I've been in, well, this is my fourth production. So.
Okay, and you're how old?
I'm 14.
Austin, tell me about your experience in theater.
So I've been doing theater since I was a sophomore in high school. This is my 12th show, I think. And so I've been doing theater just over 2 years, doing 12 shows. I did theater because I wanted to do something that was like, it felt like open to me. And so I wanted to have like a close like attachment to something, and that was theater for me. So I joined theater and I've just been doing it since. And now I'm actually going to Milwaukee this fall for college and be an acting major down there. So
wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more stories from your community.
You're listening to Community Stories Junior on WFHR. The next two segments are interviews with young people who played roles in It's a Madhouse at WRCT. The show was performed this summer and directed by Stephanie Hirth.
I'm Melissa, and I'm back with Community Stories. I have with me Abrietta. Tell me how old you are and how long you've been involved in theater.
I'm 12 years old, and I've been involved in theater for about 4 years.
So what character are you playing in It's a Madhouse?
I'm playing Abigail, and she's a 12-year-old girl, and she's the granddaughter of Mr. Pembroke.
Okay, and Mr. Pembroke is one of the main characters in the show?
Yeah, or one of the bigger roles, yes.
Okay, so is this a bigger role than you've had previous to this?
Yes, it's like the biggest role I've had in the plays before.
Okay, so tell me about what got you involved in theater 4 years ago.
Well, my sister, so she did a lot of like theater performances prior to this, so like,
it got you interested and you saw her on stage and thought it looked fun?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there a specific show she did that was like, oh, I want to do that?
I really liked one. It was called Disorder in the Court. She did it. It was around COVID, so it was like a shorter one. And she got like the lead role in that. And so it was just like, and they involved the audience a lot with that one. So it was like very like
interactive.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, neat. So that was also a Hopewell production.
Yes.
So have you only been involved in performances here at WRCT?
I did the forensics team at RAMS, which is the Rapid Area Middle School.
How was that?
It was fun. So I like performed, like I wrote my own monologue for that, and I based it off like a book that I knew. So then I had to perform it, and we competed against each other. So.
Oh, that was that fun being doing it in front of judges?
Yes, it was really fun. First few times, it was a little hard to, like, get a hang of, mm-hmm. but then after, like, you knew what you were getting into for the level two, it was a lot easier to, like, act and be my best.
So do you feel like over these 4 years that you've done acting that each year gets a little better or a little easier?
Yeah, I would say each year it's, like, a lot less nerve-wracking than it was, like, when I started. Mm-hmm. It's, like, and then I'm, like, a lot less shy than I was before.
maybe theater has helped you become a little more outgoing?
Yeah, I would say. Because then, I wouldn't have done this before, but because of theater, I participated in the sixth grade speech contest at my school, and I got into the top 12 kids, so we got to like perform on a stage, and then I tied for third.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
So where do you see your involvement in theater going forward from here? Do you plan to keep doing theater?
Yeah, I plan to keep doing it till like I can't do HOPO anymore, and then I might go on to do bigger stuff, or like just the general community theater for like adults here.
Yeah. Do you like coming to the adult shows here at the theater?
I've never been to one actually, but I know like they happen. I've heard a lot of good stuff about them. Okay. But normally they're like around school, so it's hard to get in here.
Yeah, a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sitting down with me and sharing your story.
You're welcome.
I have with me Adelina. How long have you been involved in theater and how old are you?
I'm 16 and I've been in theater since like sixth grade. I would do the math, but that would take me too long.
That's okay. I don't mental math either. So what got you involved in theater in sixth grade?
It was really like an on-the-fly thing. It was, the show was called Game of Tiaras. It was with the Disney princesses, and it was actually with Stephanie.
Okay.
And my old music teacher from my elementary school, she texted my mom, and she's like, hey, you should have Adelina do this. And I had no idea, nothing. I was no experience whatsoever. And I showed up. I didn't have any of the audition material. I was so unprepared. And I was just like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. So I did. And it was, I loved it. It was great.
Were you really nervous at the audition?
Yeah. Because like I was a sixth grader. I didn't know anybody in the room at all. I heard of them, but I wasn't friends with anybody. It was very intimidating, but I'm so glad I did it.
From that experience of being at the audition and not knowing anybody, what was the rehearsal process like after that? Like, you walked into your first rehearsal, what was that experience like?
I was kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, but it was like, I walked in and everybody just started like talking to me, and everybody was like insanely friendly and really like welcoming. And I didn't, like, as the rehearsals went on, I didn't feel as nervous, and I started to get, like, more comfortable around people. That's the one thing I love about theater is I'm able to be myself, and nobody's going to judge me for it, no matter how crazy or loud or insane I get.
And that just makes you feel like part of a group that is completely accepting of you no matter what.
That's my main thing about theater. I love the community, the family we create. And it gives me a purpose. Like, I can express how I'm feeling through acting on the stage.
Have you had characters that are very different from you as a person? And how is that to be able to portray a character like that?
Sometimes it's really hard to, like, slip into, like, that role that you're not, like, used to doing at all. But once you get it, it's really actually a lot of fun. Like, I'm more of, like, a happy, upbeat person. I'm not like, but when I get the like characters, they get to like yell at everybody, and those are actually my favorite to play. They're really fun.
So you've done quite a few productions here at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Yeah. Do you have any that stand out in your mind that are special?
I don't think I have. I love them all. They've all been so fun. But my first show at the community theater, it was Disorder in the Court. And I just remember I got to throw Smarties at my prosecution attorney. It was the greatest thing ever.
You know, that was the first show that I actually saw here at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. You had your hair in braids, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I remember that character. It was fun.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what your role is in this show and what this experience has been like this year.
So my character in this show, her name is Devin, and I'm part of the thespian group, and I'm the cranky director. So I have to put up with a bunch of actors who there's one that's just really sarcastic. The crew members just kind of follow what she does, and then we got the pompous actor who plays Romeo. It's really fun because I have to, like, be the leader and try to keep them all in line and stuff, but it doesn't really work out.
So you get to yell at them, but there's good results.
Right.
and doing a show this quickly, because this HOPO production is 3 weeks. What is that experience like?
It's, like, it's all flying together, like, so fast. Like, I feel like it was, like, just the other day we had auditions, but everything's coming together really quickly. And Stephanie is a great director, and we have, like, I don't know, everything's just really under control right now, and I think it's going to come along great.
What do you see for yourself in the future with theater?
I definitely want to keep doing it. I'm only a junior in high school, so I got a while yet. Mm-hmm. But after I graduate, I'm definitely going to keep doing it, like, for the community. But I can't see myself doing it as, like, a career. Mm-hmm. But I could definitely do it, like, for fun.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's given you maybe more opportunities or met new people through theater?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I mean, I've gotten a lot better at my public speaking skills, and it's just easier to, like, meet people now, and I'm more outgoing, and I feel like I can just, like, go randomly talk to some random guy on the street, and it wouldn't be weird. I mean, even if he thought it would be weird, it wouldn't be weird for me.
It would be weird for you?
Yeah.
So do you think that this has opened up maybe new ideas for you as far as careers in the future of what to go to college for?
I'm planning on going to UW-River Falls for majoring in dairy science and pre-vet. But there's a lot of opportunities at River Falls, and I want to do their – they have a really good a cappella group, and I want to do that because I like singing and I'm in choir. And
that's fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like that this has been a very great yeah. platform for you to continue with. Do you plan to continue with this through?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Year? Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you for sitting down with me today.
Thank you.
Elena, tell me how old you are and how many years you've been doing theater.
Yeah, I'm 18, and I've been doing theater for as long as I honestly can remember. I remember doing it in elementary school, doing like little tiny side parts, all the way up until I graduated this year.
Have you been involved with the Hopo Productions before here at WRCT?
This is my first production with Hopo, but I've done a few different productions with the community theater. I've done Anne of Green Gables a few years ago, and then there was a few others that I participated in as well.
Wonderful. What got you involved? Was it your parents? Was it siblings? What attracted you to theater?
I feel like it was more of my friends and also kind of my family, I guess. I've kind of become the drama person in my family, but I've just always enjoyed going to theater and auditioning with friends, getting parts with friends, and hanging out with friends during productions and everything.
Have you made more friends because of theater, do you feel?
Yes, of course. you just meet new people all the time and just make connections with the people you're acting with, people you like sometimes when you don't have friends acting in your scene, you just make new ones when you're making those connections.
Waiting in the wings and find a new friend?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite show, like thinking back? Is there one role that kind of stands out more than others that was really beneficial for you?
I have really just enjoyed all my roles, no matter how small they were. There was one time when I was really young, I got to be a part of The Elves and the Shoemaker, and I was one of the lead elves in there, and I just thought that was the coolest thing ever, especially at my age when I was just really young, but they expected a lot from me, and I really enjoyed that part.
Wow. Do you have any fun costume memories? Have there been a costume piece that was more enjoyable or like a period piece that was just cool to wear?
I really like wearing older old-time pieces like Renaissance dresses and just like the pieces that you wouldn't usually see today, just because I like being a part of a character that isn't a part of today's normal norms.
Like you would see out in society, people don't often wear some of those costumes, especially like Renaissance, unless you go to a Ren fair.
Yes.
So what are your plans now that you've graduated from high school? Are you going to continue in theater?
Yes, I'm really excited. The college that I'm going to, they have a really great theater department, and I'm really excited. I know that they do musicals, and I love musicals. Those are one of my favorite pastimes to watch. But yeah.
So you sing?
Yes.
Nice. And have you had any roles in musicals up to this point?
Just once in the Cinderella musical a few years ago at the LHS theater.
Okay.
Department.
What character did you play in Cinderella?
I was the footman, which was also a dove and also just part of the ensemble. And I once heard that it's never just ensemble because some people think it's just a background part, but there's so much more to being part of the ensemble. You get to meet different people. You get to interact with people in the back, and it's actually sometimes a lot more fun than just being one person on the stage by yourself.
Where you get to play multiple characters, and mm-hmm. oftentimes then you have multiple costumes that you have to wear, yeah. and those quick changes can be a little more challenging, but also fun. And then to be able to sing in the ensemble too is a delight because you're singing with other people. Do you like singing in harmony in parts?
Yes, that's one of my favorite things to do. I usually don't like to sing by myself on a stage. Like when you're singing with other people, it really boosts your confidence.
Yeah. And then you are like the picture of the background of what makes the show.
Mm-hmm. And it's always fun making up backstories for the people that nobody gets to hear about. Like someone could be a cheese seller that has a scary backstory and nobody would ever know.
Right, but you know the whole story.
Yes.
That is really neat. Well, thank you, Elena, for sitting down and talking with me today.
Of course.
Stick around. We'll be right back with the continuation of the story. Thank you for tuning in. Here's your next community story.
I'm Melissa Kay, and this is Community Stories, and I have with me a group of young ladies that are performing in It's a Madhouse. I'm going to ask each one of you to tell me your name, your age, and how many years you've been involved in theater.
My name is Mia. I'm 8, and it's my second, show.
My name is Avery. I am 12 years old, and this is my second show.
Hi, my name is Sully. I'm 11 years old, and this is my third year.
Hi, my name is Haley. I'm 11, and this is my fourth year.
Hi, my name is Audrey. I'm 8, and this is my first year.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you all. Now I want to ask you what characters you're playing. Now, I know several of you are cheerleaders, and you're a tourist, right, Aubrey? What does your character do in this show? Do you come on stage and act in the background?
Yeah.
Are you having fun doing that?
Yeah.
Have you made a lot of friends in this show?
Kind of.
Kind of? Have you met new people?
Yeah.
Is that a fun experience?
Yeah.
Good. All right, Haley, I want you to tell me about being a cheerleader. Do you have props that you're using as part of your character?
Yeah.
Have you started working with those yet?
Not really, no.
Well, you don't have a whole lot of time left before the performance. Are you guys excited about being able to start using your props?
Yeah.
Okay, Sully, I want you to tell me what your experience has been like.
Being a cheerleader has been really fun. I've met a lot of new people, and this next practice, we're going to be starting to use our props.
Do you get to wear your costumes yet?
Next practice, yes.
Okay, so you only have a few left before the performance, right?
Yes.
All right, so Aubrey, I know you were excited about being able to use your, it's pom-poms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that.
Do
you guys do a dance routine with them? What do you do with your pom-poms?
Yeah, we kind of just hold them while we're doing our choreography.
Oh, so you have a whole dance too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how long did it take to learn that?
Well, we only had 2 days to learn it, but it wasn't very complicated.
Okay, but you all do it in a formation?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so Mia, you seem the most excited about the pom-poms.
Well, we get to do our costumes tomorrow, pom-poms tomorrow, old props. Today we are taking props that we stole.
Okay, like you stole them from the stage?
We stole them from the house.
Okay.
And I met a lot of new people during rehearsals. I normally was in South Carolina.
Oh, so you missed some of the rehearsals.
But Stephanie sent them out.
Okay, so you got caught up while you were on vacation? Nice. Well, thank you for meeting with me today, ladies. I can't wait to see your show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Melissa Kay, and I am here with Kari. Kari, tell me how old you are and how long you've been involved in theater.
I'm 17 years old. I'm almost 18, and I've been in theater since my freshman year of high school.
And what inspired you to get involved in your freshman year?
I've always been really big into, the arts, and I'm a very creative person, and one day my drama instructor saw me doing a skit in my speech class and was really interested in having me in the drama department, and so I joined my school's theater and arts department, and I kind of fell in love with it, and then recently I started getting into Hopo Productions, and I love the environment. It's been really great.
Your first involvement was in high school. What are the differences you've seen between a high school production and here at the community theater? Are there any noticeable differences?
I would say that the community is very different. Like, I grew up in a very tight-knit community in Port Edwards, and coming here where everybody kind of knew each other at first was very intimidating, mm-hmm. but everybody was very welcoming, and it's a very accepting and inclusive place, and I think that the biggest difference was just the people and the vibe. I feel like everybody is very, everyone's very cool here.
So it's kind of like theater people are the same everywhere. You just got to get through that first get to know everybody.
Yeah, I definitely think that's how it is. I think it was just a little intimidating at first, but everybody here is very, very kind and very, very, very cool.
So you've done other Hobo productions. What ones have you done here with them?
The first one I did was last year. It was Toasted with Ryan Husted. And then this year I've done It's a Madhouse. And okay. That'll be the two that I've done so far.
And so you have 1 year left, right? You'll be a senior this year?
Yes, I'll be a senior this year. So I'm planning on doing my last production with Hobo next year.
Well, I'm glad that you have loved it so much you keep coming back. So you did productions with your high school. Are there any that stand out in your memory that were just really fun?
Well, our high school is very small, so we do put on kind of smaller shows. But the one that I was in most recently, Par for the Corpse, was definitely one of my favorites. It was really interesting, and it was one of my first, like, bigger lines where I got to showcase, like, my talent and how I portrayed a character. And I thought that was really interesting.
How have you found the differences with directors? Because now you've worked with directors at your high school, and you've worked with at least Stephanie here. What do you think about, like, different directors, I don't know, the way that they do things? Have you found any differences?
I think there definitely is differences. I think Stephanie is very, very open and welcome to ideas, and she's very, very creative. And the directors at my school, they're also very creative, but they're less informed, I think, on how to be director since it's such a small school. Mm-hmm. But I definitely found that Hopa was very structured, and it's got a lot of information where you might need it. So I think that it's just more structured directing here at the community theater.
Mm-hmm. And being that, you know, I mean, there's so much on teachers' plates.
Yeah, definitely.
So anything that they can do is appreciated, in yes. my opinion. And but I think that's wonderful that you've noticed some of those differences, because they do. Different directors have different directing styles. So you've got one more year. You said you're going to do Hopo this next summer. Do you have any plans after that yet for what you're going to do?
I'm not really sure after that. I do want to go to college, hopefully in UW-Madison, but mm-hmm. more likely in UWSP. But both
have pretty strong theater programs.
They do both have very strong theater programs. And I do want to pursue something kind of creative alongside I want to going for my psychology major. Nice. So I'm really interested in finding a community of people who also enjoy doing theater.
Mm. Well, thank you for sitting down with me today.
Yep, of course.
I have now with me Dana. Dana, how old are you and how long have you been involved in theater?
Hi, I'm 18 and I've been in theater for about 9 to 10 years.
Wow, so basically most of your grown-up life.
Right.
And what got you involved in theater so many years ago?
In second grade, we all had to do plays, just like a little short thing, and I realized how much I really liked being able to play a character, expressing myself, and then I got into the children's theater in third grade, and then my aunt saw the community theater in the paper, and she was like, I think you should audition for this since you like being expressive.
So you've been involved in children's productions here at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater for many, many years.
Yes, correct.
Do you have any that stand out in your memory as being a favorite show?
I think my favorite one specifically through community theater would be The Walking Dwarves so far. I got to play the Evil Queen, and I really like playing an evil side because I get to be much more expressive. I get to yell at people. I think that's fun. And it definitely was unique, and it was just a really fun show to do.
And being able to yell at people, is that just opposite of how you are in real life?
Yes, very opposite.
Would you say that that's a part of theater that is fun because you get to play characters that aren't like you?
Yes, that's definitely my favorite part, is playing characters that are nothing like me and getting to be able to portray that in a different light, I guess, you know?
So with Walking Dwarves, that was like a zombie theme. What were did you have fun with the costumes with that show?
Oh, yeah. I got to be in a really fun like queen dress, very poofy dress, and then even though I was on stage a good amount of the time, I still tried to help the children with, like, their zombie makeup and stuff like that, or at least give them tips on how to do their own zombie makeup so then they could do it backstage themselves.
And how is that part of it, working with younger students or younger children?
I really do like working with the children because I like trying to be a role model for them on what they are capable of doing because, I mean, I started there too. You know, I started 9 to 10 years ago. I was one of the small, quiet children that, like, had, like, two lines, didn't really know what I was doing. And I like being able to be that role model so they know that they are capable of doing that when they're older. And also just, I like seeing them grow. I like seeing them grow into what they can be.
And you've been involved with the Hopo, because I know I've seen you on stage before. How has been being involved in Hopo? Do you also do shows with school?
So I did do a show in middle school with Stephanie. That's when she started the middle school program again, right before COVID. I was in eighth grade. I did not do high school theater, though.
Okay. So you just do theater basically during the summer?
Yes, correct.
Focus on your academics during the school year?
Pretty much. I'm involved in many other different extracurriculars. This is kind of just a shift from those types of extracurriculars.
I see. Okay. So what are your plans after, because now you're graduated?
Yes, I'm graduated.
So what are your plans for college or the future? How do you see yourself continuing in theater as an adult?
I might do theater here and there. I kind of plan on auditioning maybe once in a while for something fun. I'm definitely leading astray in my future endeavors. I'm going to the University of Michigan for sports management and marketing and hoping to get involved with Major League Baseball as a manager. So it's very different than what you'd probably expect someone who's been in theater to say, but I still really like doing it, and I'm more than happy to do it, like, once in a while, but not as, like, my main career.
I see. Do you feel that having been involved in theater, because marketing is also a very people-oriented career, do you feel like the experience of having been involved in theater as a child and growing up in theater has given you a lot more confidence to be able to pursue a career like that?
Yeah, for sure. I completely thank all the experiences I've had through theater for the successes I've had growing up, through my other extracurriculars, through getting into my dream school. Like, I completely thank theater for that because it's helped my speaking skills, it's helped my people skills, getting along with people and teamwork, and helped me be much more expressive, and I find that very helpful in pursuing my future endeavors. So yeah, I'm very thankful that I got into this at a young age, and I fully recommend it to anybody else who has a child that's interested in it. It will definitely help them grow and be much better at communicating for their future.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sitting down with me.
Thank you for having me.
Stick around. Tale Time is up next.
It's Tale Time. In the last chapter, Kevin and Ron decorated for Christmas. Let's find out what Kevin's up to now. Chapter 4. Kevin the Cat Gets a New Toy. Kevin was bored. Terribly, desperately bored. He had already explored every inch of the house countless times, mapping out its secrets, nooks, and crannies like a seasoned explorer. The living room, his usual haunt, had lost its allure. He knew every spot behind the couch, every inch of the rug, and every speck of dust on the shelves. His favorite box was still there, nestled in its cozy corner, but today, even that wasn't enough. He tried pawing at it, scratching the inside walls to make them rustle, but even that game lost its appeal quickly. He darted up into his cat tree and perched on the highest platform, hoping the view out the window would provide some entertainment. But it was a dreary day. The kind of day where the clouds seemed to hover low, pressing down on everything in a heavy gray blanket. The street outside was unusually quiet. No neighbors walking their dogs, the birds tucked up in their nests away from the feeder, and not even the usual hum of passing cars. The German shepherd that sometimes escaped from his human was nowhere to be seen. Kevin watched the empty street for a moment longer before giving up with a huff and turning away in disappointment. His next stop was the dining room. Maybe something new had appeared since his last patrol. But no.
The food in his dish from breakfast remained untouched. He wasn't hungry. He stuck his paw into his water dish instead, dragging it forward and watching the water slosh and ripple. The light streaming in through the window made the ripples glimmer in a way that fascinated Kevin. He repeated the motion, dragging the dish across the floor, watching as the water splashed and left a shimmering trail across the hardwood. It was fun for a while, but soon the dish was nearly empty, and the floor was wet and cold under his paws. Kevin sat back, surveying the mess with mild satisfaction. But the boredom quickly returned. Desperate times call for desperate measures, and Kevin knew just the thing, the forbidden table. Ron didn't like him climbing up there, but Ron wasn't home. With a sly twitch of his whiskers, Kevin hopped up onto a chair and then onto the table. There were papers, plastic bottles, and other small items scattered about, perfect for a curious cat in need of entertainment. He gave one of the bottles a gentle push, watching as it rolled to the edge and fell with a satisfying plop. Encouraged, Kevin knocked another item off, and then another, until the table was cleared and the floor was littered with things to bat around. But eventually, even that game grew tiresome. Now what? Kevin decided that the best way to pass the time was a good, long nap. He curled up in Ron's spot on the couch, nestling into the familiar warmth left behind from earlier. As he drifted off, he hoped that sleep would make the dreary day go by faster, and that when he woke up, Ron would be home. Kevin, what did you do today? Ron's voice jolted Kevin awake. He could hear him calling from the dining room. Why is the floor all wet? Were you on the table? Kevin's ears twitched as he listened. Ron didn't sound truly angry, but there was a hint of exasperation in his tone. Kevin debated whether to go greet him. Ron might be upset, and while Ron was rarely stern with him, Kevin knew he had pushed his luck today. Ron appeared in the living room, his hands on his hips as he looked at Kevin. What's up, old buddy, old pal? Were you bored today? You made a real mess in the dining room for sure. Kevin blinked slowly, trying to look as innocent as possible. Ron laughed, shaking his head. I guess it's time to change up your toys. Maybe we should go shopping and get you some Christmas presents. Kevin didn't know what shopping or Christmas meant, but Ron's tone was cheerful, so he relaxed. After Ron cleaned up the mess and had dinner, he sat on the couch with Kevin, tapping at his phone. Kevin watched curiously as Ron scrolled through images and videos. Eventually, Ron seemed satisfied, putting the phone down and giving Kevin a reassuring pat. Whatever had happened, it seemed like something good. A few days later, a new box arrived at the house. Kevin saw the delivery driver bring it to the door, but the man didn't stay long. Ron came home later that day, eyes lighting up when he saw the box. Kevin, do you know what's in here? Ron asked excitedly, as if Kevin might somehow know. Kevin tilted his head in confusion. Ron got deliveries all the time, but they were usually boring things like tools or clothes. The only part that interested Kevin was the box itself. Ron opened the box and started pulling out pieces. It was a new cat tree. Kevin's eyes widened slightly with interest. The old tree in the living room was still his favorite spot, but maybe this one would be just as fun. Ron explained that this new tree was for the dining room window, giving Kevin another vantage point to watch the world outside. Along with the cat tree pieces was a new toy, a long wand with a brightly colored fabric ribbon attached. Kevin pounced on it immediately, batting at the ribbon as Ron began assembling the cat tree. The construction took a while, with Ron carefully attaching each part and tightening screws. As he worked, Kevin played with the wand toy, dragging the ribbon across the floor and pouncing on it. Once the cat tree was fully assembled, Ron attached a soft red cushion to the top platform. What do you think, Kev? Ron asked, gesturing to the finished tree. Kevin approached cautiously. It smelled strange. New, like wood and fabric and fresh cardboard. He wasn't sure about it. Ron tried to coax him up by tapping the scratching post and waving the wand toy, but Kevin remained skeptical. He's a cat, after all. Things have to be done on his terms. Later that night, after Ron had gone to bed, Kevin decided it was time for a private inspection. He jumped onto the windowsill next to the new cat tree, sniffing it carefully. The smells were starting to blend with the familiar scents of the house, and the cushion didn't seem so foreign anymore. Curiosity won out, and Kevin climbed up onto the top platform. From there, he could see out into the backyard and across the driveway. The red cushion was surprisingly comfortable, just firm enough to support him, but soft enough to settle into. Kevin decided to give it a proper test and curled up. Before he knew it, he was fast asleep. The next morning, Ron found Kevin curled up on the new tree.
"So, I guess it meets your approval, huh?" he said with a chuckle, scratching Kevin behind the ears.
Kevin stretched luxuriously, enjoying the gentle pets. "Now that you have new toys, you're not going to destroy the house today, right?" Ron asked with a grin. Kevin blinked slowly, the feline equivalent of making no promises. That day, Kevin had a blast playing with his new toys. He raced from the living room to the dining room, climbing between the old tree and the new one, imagining himself as a wild predator stalking his territory. The wand toy became his favorite. Ron had attached a turkey feather to the end, and Kevin couldn't resist pouncing and chasing after it whenever Ron waved it around. After hours of running and playing, Kevin finally tired himself out and collapsed in a sunbeam for a much-needed nap. When Ron returned home that evening, Kevin greeted him with a contented purr. The new toys had done their job. He was no longer bored, and the dark days seemed a lot less dreary. As Ron settled into the couch, Kevin curled up beside him, happy and exhausted from a day of play. Ron scratched Kevin under the chin, and Kevin purred in satisfaction. Life was good again. New toys, new adventures, and the same beloved human who always made sure Kevin had everything he needed. Thank you for joining us for Community Stories Junior and Tale Time. I'm your host, Melissa Kay. Join us next week for two special live shows on both Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 6. Kids, get ready to call in with your Christmas wish lists. That number is 715-424-2600.